We begin the current daf We begin 3 lines down for the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf and from the beginning of the Perek, which the Perek is called Perek Ha'arol. We open up with the prohibition of a Kayin, if he's uncircumcised, from eating Truma. Now that the Gemara continues with a related discussion. Boim name Rav Sheshes, they asked the following question from Rav Sheshes. Arol Mahu B'maiser. So we said that an Arol, someone that's uncircumcised, is not allowed to eat Truma. Neither is he allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. The question is, what's his halacha regarding Maaser Sheni? Is he allowed to eat, which every single person takes from a tenth of his produce, brings it to Yerushalayim, consumes it over there? Is an Arul allowed to eat Maaser? So the Gemara explains the question. Ki heichad yalav Pesach mi Maaser le'inyan aninas, just like we learn out the halachas of the Karban Pesach from the halachas of Maaser Sheni regarding the halachas of an Einin, which that is someone that his relative passed away that day, where it says that an Einin is forbidden to partake of Maaser, and it doesn't say it by Pesach, but actually we learn out the halachas of Pesach from Maaser. So Yolav Nami Maaser mid Pesach le'in Arelus. So we learn out these two topics from each other, because we learn that Pesach from Maaser regarding being Einin is being forbidden. So maybe we learn Maaser from Pesach also, that just like having being uncircumcised is a problem of the Karban Pesach, so it's a problem for Maaser. Oidilmo, maybe the Gemara says no. Chamer mikal yalof. You could learn out something that's more stringent, which is the halachas of Karban Pesach, from something that's more kal, it's more lenient, which are the halachas of Maaser. Because actually that's what the halacha of kal v'chomer is, which you have something that has, that's a lenient halacha, and yet it has a stringency, which in this case would be aninus. Well, then most definitely something that's chamer, that's more stringent, for sure it's going to have that iser, which is the halacha of aninus. But kal mechamer lo yalof, but who said you could learn out something that's a more lighter Isser, that of Maaser, from something that's more stringent from Pesach, to say an Isser of a stringency? And therefore, maybe yes, Pesach would learn that from Maaser, but who said we would learn that Maaser, which is not such a stringent Isser, to learn that from Pesach to say that an Isser that applies over there of Arelis would apply to Maaser too? That was the question asked from Rosh Hashanah. So Amalu, he said to them, Tinisu, we learned the answer to this question from a Mishnah Masechtas Bikurim. The Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah there is contrasting there's the different categories of Truma, Bikurim, and Maaser, which two have certain characteristics that the other third one doesn't have. So it says, HaTruma VaBikurim, regarding Truma, which is the approximately around the 50th of one's produce that one gives to the Kayin, and Bikurim, which are the first fruits from the Shivas Aminim that one brings up to Yerushalayim, gives it to the Kayin. So it says, regarding these two things, there's the following halachas that apply just for them, not a Maaser. First of all, Chayov Nalei Misa. And that is, if someone is Tamei when he consumes either Truma Bikurim, so then he's liable for death. As the Pasuk says, Umesu Boi Ki Chalaluhu. It says by Truma that someone's desecrating it because he's Tamei, he's physically impure when he's eating it, so he dies. Now, moreover, Bikurim we know is has like the Aloch of Truma, because the Gemara tells him, Sech Desmakas and Daf Yud Zayin, that it says, Utrumas Yedecha, which that, the Gemara of the Darshan is a reference to Bikurim. So we see that Bikurim is called Truma, and therefore just like by Truma, if you're eating it with Tumas Aguf, you chayiv misa, so too for Bikurim. The second thing they share is B'chaymish, that is a Zar, a non-Kohen, who eats either Truma or Bikurim, which is just for Kahanim, if he eats it inadvertently by mistake, so then he's liable for a penalty besides the principal that he consumed of a fifth. Now, that does not apply to Maaser Sheni, because actually even Zarim are allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. And therefore, actually the only halacha that there is of the fifth by Maaser Sheni is if someone's coming to redeem his Maaser. Then, as a surcharge, you have to pay a fifth. But regarding a penalty of consuming it by in sin, that doesn't apply to Maaser, it only applies to Truma and Bikurim. And the third one, which is related to that idea of Asur and Lazarim, as we said, that Truma Bikurim is forbidden for a non-Kohen, which is not the case by Maaser. Every homeowner brings his produce and eats his Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And V'heinichzi Kohen. Moreover, not only are these two things allowed to be eaten only by Kohanim, they're actually the property. They become the estate of the Kohen. What that means is, he can marry a woman by giving her this Truma Bikurim. Or he could purchase slaves or land or even impure animals with this money that he got from the Truma Bikurim. Now that, however, stands in contrast to Maaser, which that can only be utilized for consumption purposes or drinking or for anointing, but a person cannot take his Maaser Sheni and engage a woman with it because it's not allowed to be used for anything but for consumption purposes. Now, moreover, Rashi tells us that And the Stam Mishnah is like Remeir, who says in Masechtas Baba Kama that Meiser is Mamon Gevayuhu, meaning it's not the person's own money, this Meiser Sheni, it's considered Hashem's, and therefore you can't use it to engage someone, you can only use it for consumption purposes. Now, moreover, Rashi points out, although essentially this halacha of Nichsi Kain, that sheared only by Truma and Bikurim, not by Meiser, is a leniency, and generally all these types of categories that we're saying are stringencies that apply to them and not to the third category. Still, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Metzia on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, it's saying it that it's a shared characteristic just of them, that they have this leniency, that it's their nechasim, and they could use it for whatever personal interest they want, which is not the case by Meiser. Another thing they share, another stringency, is v'oilin be'echer u'meya. That is, it requires a 100-to-1 ratio if, let's say, something of Truma Meiser falls into Chulin to nullify it. However, but regarding Meiser, there the halacha of Bitl B'Rav works. As long as you have a majority, you don't need a ratio of 100-to-1. And v'tu'un and rechitz z'adayim, regarding eating Truma Bikurim, one has to wash his hands, even if it's just fruits of Truma Bikurim. Now, the reason is because what we call stam yadayim, general, generic hands, we consider them rabbinically as a shnia, as a second degree level of tumah, as a shein l'tumah, and therefore they invalidate tumah, which could become a shlishi. Now, however, that does not apply to ma'aser and chulin, which cannot become a shlishi. And actually, the Gemara Chulin tells us that whoever washes his hands in tilsi yadayim to eat chulin fruit is considered migasei ruach, is considered balgaiva, he's overstepping his boundaries. It's something more than what should be done for chulin and ma'aser sheni. So again, it's just truma bikurim that has the halacha of washing one's hands, even for peiros. And finally, v'harav shemesh, and that is, as the Gemara later on, Daf Ayin Adam Abayz explains, that tful yoim, as the Gemara learns from a pasuk, if someone had just immersed in the mikveh that day but didn't have sundown yet, is permitted already to consume meiser. However, that does not apply to truma, as the pasuk says clearly, that one has to wait for sundown, and that applies both to truma and to bikurim. So that is as the Mishnah there concludes, Hare elu b'truma u b'bikurim. All these stringencies apply to truma and bikurim. Mashiach ki b'maiser, but that's not the case by Meiser. Meiser does not have those stringencies or neither that one leniency of Nechse Kayin. That's where they differ. Now on that Rav Sheshes concludes his proof. V'im isa, and if you would think that what we said, that the lenient Meiser cannot learn out from the stringent Karma Pesach, to say that an Arul would be forbidden, a Meiser, and that we would say no, that you cannot learn it out. Yes, Pesach can learn from Meiser, but Meiser cannot learn from Pesach. And therefore, an Arul would be permitted to consume Meiser. Well, then, Nisni Arul Asur Behen, then it should have said another discrepancy of that only Truma Bikurim has and that Meiser doesn't have. It should have said that Arul, as we finished the sugya on the previous dafim, that someone that's uncircumcised is forbidden to partake of truma and so to bikurim, which is called truma siddecha, masha'en kema meiser, where you're just saying now that that would not apply to meiser, that an arul would be permitted to partake of meiser. So why didn't it say it as a difference? Obviously, this is what Rav Sheshes' proof is, that obviously that arul is forbidden to partake of meiser, and that's why I couldn't say it as another difference between truma bikurim and meiser. And that the Gemara says rejects this proof. No, ton of a shire. It said differences, but it left it over. It's not going to say every difference. It said a large amount of them. Now, that the Gemara asks, which it always does whenever it says ton of a shire, umay shire de high shire. So what exactly, what else was left over that it left over this? So in other words, if there was just one more, it wouldn't have left it out. If there's already two, okay, we can't say everything in the list. So the question is, what else was left out that you're saying that this case was left out, but really Arul is going to be permitted in Meiser, and it just didn't say that as a difference? So that the Gemara says, Shire. There are things that were left out because the Katani Seifa. Because look at the Seifa of that same Mishnah, and you'll see that there were cases that were left out, and therefore that's indicative that could be in the ratio also, that it was left out, even though that would be another difference, and that Truman Bikurim would be forbidden for an Arul, but Meiser would be permitted. Because the Sefer says a different categorization. Yesh b'maisa ubi bikurim. There are certain characteristics that are b'maisa sheni and bikurim. Masha enkin b'truma, which do not apply by truma. What are they? Shamaisa v'abikurim tu'unin havois makam. They require that they be brought to Yerushalayim, which does not apply to truma, because truma could be eaten throughout the land. V'tu'unin vidui. They also require some type of a statement said when it's brought, some type of a confession. By Meiser, it says, in Devarim Chavav, Be'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, I have liquidated, I've got rid of all this Kodesh from my house, and I've brought in my Meiser. And by Bikurim, it says, Hini Hevesius Reishis, I have brought the first. You have to say some type of statement, which does not apply to Truma. But also La'inin, and that not only Meiser, but even Bikurim is forbidden for an Einin, whereas Reb Shimon Matur, he actually argues on that characteristic. He actually says that Bikurim is permitted for an Einin, which Gemara later on will explain the reasoning for their Machlekes. And Mechayavim Bebir, both Bikurim and Meiser Sheni are required in the third year of the seven-year Shemitah cycle to, if let's say someone held on to his Meisers and didn't separate them and consume them in the first year. In the second year, so on the third year, he has to bring it to Yerushalayim, and that's when he says, this is vidui of be'arti HaKodesh min HaBayis. Now, if one doesn't bring it, so then he has to be mavar, it has to get rid of it, he has to burn it wherever he is. So there's an obligation of beer, of getting rid of it. And that's shared by both Meiser and Bikurim. And again, on this element, Reb Shimon Paiter, he exempts the halacha of beer by Bikurim. He doesn't agree to these last two components that they're shared by Meiser and Bikurim, because he says they're only by Meiser and not by Bikurim. Now, the Gemara proves, but Ve'ilui, regarding the Tanakhama, that does compare, not like Reb Shimon, he compares Bikurim to Meiser for all the different halachas. As we see, he compares it for beer, and he compares it for the Isra of Einin. Now, according to him, it should have said the case of Aster Levar Mehen Betuma, regarding this, that one is not allowed to go ahead and burn the Meiser and Bikurim in a state of Tumah. In other words, if let's say they became Tumah, it's not permitted to burn them. And that is because, although it's not allowed to be burnt, Meiser has to be eaten, but we would think maybe that when it becomes Tumah, then you're allowed to. That the halach is that, as the Gemara will explain, Amud Beis, that's not allowed. Now, we don't say that, although the halacha is that it's only allowed to be eaten, as we said before, eaten to be drunk or to be anointed, as it says, v'chalta, we would have thought to say, maybe that's only when it's tar. When it's tar, then you could eat it. But where it becomes tamin, then you're not allowed to eat it anymore, then you could burn it. And however, that's the chiddush that was saying that, no, there is even an iser to burn it even when it's in the state of tuma, actually that's part of the confession, where he says, v'lo'i ba'arti men b'tumi. Now, that applies to ma'isim. And essentially, the same halacha would apply to Bikurim, according to Tanakhama, that does equate them. Now, that stands in contrast to Truma, where actually, when it does become Tame, then one is allowed to burn it for one's own personal usage as fuel or as light. As Gemara later will explain this in greater detail. Now, so it doesn't say that as a difference that Mais and Bikurim have and that Truma doesn't have. And moreover, a second case, we continue on to Amud Beis, V'eichlim etumas atzmon, that if, let's say, the person himself is tahar, but they, the food items themselves, those of a Meiser and Bikurim, if they're Tameh, Loika, as Gemara later will explain, that if one consumes them when they're Tameh, he gets lashes, Masha'enki b'Truma, which does not apply to Truma, where actually that there is no warning in the Torah to consume Truma in the state of Truma, only if the person himself is Tameh. As the Pasuk says, Mi'ikur Chav Beis, but Kachem La'yaychel, which is talking about Truma over there, that he cannot eat it if he's Tameh. But regarding if the Truma itself is Tameh, there we don't find an explicit warning in the Torah. It's only as the Gemara will conclude that it's actually what's called the Isra Aseh, that we learn out from a positive commandment that the derivative is saying that one cannot go ahead and eat it if the object, the Truma itself, is Tameh. But be that as it may, there are two halachas that could have also been differences that are only by Bikurim and Meiser, which do not apply to Truma. One of them being this halacha that we just said, of that if one eats it and the object itself is tameh, you get lashes only by Meiser and Bikurim and not by Truma. Yet loy katani, yet we don't say that as other differences that are by Bikurim and Meiser, not by Truma. So that's what Gemara refutes, the proof of Rav Sheshes, al matan v'shayar. Just like we see in the Seifa, when we're talking about the categories of Meiser and Bikurim, which is Masha'enki b'Truma, so too we could say the same thing by the Reisha, when we're saying that's what by Truma and Bikurim, Masha'enki and Meiser, that it was left over, it wasn't an exhaustive list. And therefore, we could say that that is a difference. That is, an oral is forbidden by Bikurim and by Truma, yet it is permitted by Meiser, and it's not a proof like Rav Sheshes wanted to prove, that obviously that it's going to be Aser, from the fact that it doesn't say that there's a difference. No, the halacha is obviously, we could say that it would be mutter, and there would be a difference, but we would turn to Bishaya. Now, the Gemara goes back now to this Mishnah Bikurim that was an attempt to bring a raya from there, and it elaborates on that Mishnah. So we said that Vasurin, we said that what's unique about Ma'is Sheini and Bikurim is that they're forbidden Lo'oinen, but this was a Machlaikis. Reb Shimon Mater, although the Isra of Aninus is clear in the Halach of Ma'isa, so the Tanakhama says the same thing would apply to Bikurim. Reb Shimon says it's permitted by Bikurim. Now the Gemara asks, Menalahu, where do the Rabbana know that not only is the Isra Oinen applying by Ma'isa, but it applies even by Bikurim? So the Gemara says, Dachsev, it says a pasuk in Devar. It says, Le'isuchal lechol b'sharecha, these things you cannot eat in your cities, has to be eaten only in your shalayim. Meister de gancha, betireishcha, betzerecha, begeimer, the meister of your grain and of your wine and of your oil, which the meister shein has brought to your shalayim. Betrumas yedecha. Now, what's trumas yedecha? Va'amama, the Gemara says in Masech Tzmak is David Zayin. Trumas yedecha, ela bikurim. That's a reference to bikurim, which also has to be brought to your shalayim, as it says in the pasuk in the Varm Chavav. It says, v'samta batena balechta, you put in your basket, and you go. Now, there, we would only know it's a positive commandment to bring your shalayim. Now, here, this pasuk is telling us that it's not just a positive commandment, it's actually a negative prohibition, too, if one eats it out of your shalayim. Now, however, regarding literal truma, if truma sidecha would mean literal truma, it wouldn't make sense, this pasuk, and that's why they have to dash in truma sidecha as a reference to Bikurim, because actually truma does not have to be brought into the walled city of Yerushalayim. It could be eaten anywhere in the land, so obviously it's a reference to Bikurim. Now, so there we learn that the love of eating it out of Yerushalayim. Now, however, but v'iskish bikurim l'maisa, one thing we see in that pasuk is that we're equating bikurim, which is in that pasuk of Trumas Yedecha, and to maisa, which is mentioned in that pasuk of maisa the gan chatereish chubitzrecha. Now, therefore, we make the following comparison. Ma maisa as lo'inen, this is the opinion of the Rabbanon, just like maisa, it says in the pasuk, it's forbidden for an einen, saf bikurim as lo'inen, therefore that's how we know the source of that bikurim is also forbidden for an einen. Now, for Shimon, he'd tell you that yes, although in the same pasuk it's saying trumas yedecha, which is bikurim, and maaser, but there's a different drush that would override the comparison for this halacha of bikurim to maaser, and rather we're going to compare it to truma, because truma karin rachmana. The Torah, what is the term that's used to define the bikurim? Yes, it's in the same pasuk as maaser, but it's called trumas yedecha, and therefore we say ma truma, so rather we're comparing it to truma. So just like truma muteris lo'inan is permitted for an einan, as we had said already on daf ayin mabeis, where it says v'chol zar, where the Gemara there dashens that only zar samatilach. The only thing forbidden for truma is being a non-kain. But v'loyaninis, and that a kain that's an einan is permitted in truma, sa bikurim muter lo'inan, so therefore bikurim also, since it's called truma siyadecha, it's going to be like truma, and it's going to be permitted for an einan. Therefore, that's the explanation of this machlekes between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan, if the halacha of isur einan would be only by Meister or even by Bikurim. Do we compare Bikurim to Meister or do we compare it to Truma? Now, the second thing that they argued about regarding if it was a shared characteristic of Meister and Bikurim was that the Tanakhama said v'chayavin, that one is liable for Meister Sheni and Bikurim, that he's required to do Bibir. He has to go ahead and burn it if he didn't go ahead and consume it at the proper time and he didn't bring it up to do Vidi Meister in Yerushalayim. Whereas Reb Shimon says that one is exempt from doing that by Bikurim. Now, similarly, the Gemara says the same idea. Mar, the Tanakhama, the Rabbanon, they were makish. They equated, as we said before, Bikurim to Meiser. Where by Meiser it says, Biarti HaKodesh, I did beer. You have to go ahead and get rid of it. Umar loy makish. But Reb Shimon does not make that comparison. As Taisa says, the same reason, because since the Torah calls it Truma, we're comparing it to Truma and not to Meiser, and Truma does not have the halacha of beer, and therefore, again, he argues on this second idea of regarding the halacha of beer. Now, those were the two cases that were argued about in that Mishnah. Now, there were two more cases, which is what the Gemara had actually used to refute Rav Shesha's proof in that Mishnah Bikurim, to say, oh, you didn't say another difference between the halacha of Meiser and what was shared by Truma and Bikurim, which could have been the case of Arla. Obviously, Arla is not different than Meiser. Obviously, Arla is not different in the case of Meiser than Truma and Bikurim, and therefore must be that it's Usur for Meiser. Where the Gemara answered that, no, it's not a riot, because actually it would have been another difference. But Tanav Ashayr, what were those two differences? So the Gemara had said, V'asul avarmhen, another difference that could have been said but wasn't said, and obviously there were those cases that were left out, were that Meiser and Bikurim, it's forbidden to go ahead and burn them for one's own personal usage, Bituma, in the state of Tuma. And another thing that's unique for Meiser and Bikurim, not by Truma, is and if someone eats them when the Meiser and Bikurim themselves are Tame, the person eating them gets lashes, which does not apply to Truma. Now that the Gemara has Menola. where do we know these two halachas of Maaser and Bikurim having these halachas of the Isra of burning them, meaning using them as like a fuel when they're Tamei, and that if one eats them when they're Tamei, one gets lashes, again, which does not apply to Truma. So the time, like within the Braisa, Shimon Aimer says there's a pasuk in Devarim that what we see from there is that it's talking about by when someone's saying the Vidur Maaser, when he's saying this confession, he finally brings it up after 3 years, he's late in doing it the first year, the second year, third year, he comes up, and he says, one of the things he says is, that I didn't burn this thing up in a state of Tumah. Now, the inference is that when he says B'Tameh, is Bein Sha'ani Tameh B'Hutar, I didn't consume this, I didn't burn this thing up, whether I was Tameh and the object was Tar, or Bein Sha'ani Tar B'Hutameh, or whether I was Tar and it was Tameh. Either way, he's confessing and saying, I didn't burn it in fire, or I didn't light it as a candle, in whatever state it is. Now, Rashi explains that, obviously, he didn't do this, meaning to use it as a fuel of beer, of burning it, when the Maaser was Tahar. Because there, you're not allowed to burn it at all. As we said before on Amud Aleph, in advance of what the Gemara is saying over here, that a person's only allowed to eat, drink, or anoint Maaser. So obviously, what we can infer is that you're not saying the vidui of what you didn't do wrong when it's tar, because you're not burning it all. Forget about burning it in the state of Tumah. Obviously, what his statement is saying is that even when it was Tomei, where I could not have eaten it, I still did not go ahead and burn it when it was Tomei. Now, obviously, what you can infer from there is that, now, obviously, you can't eat in a state of Tumah. We're saying that when I couldn't eat it, but still I didn't burn it when it was Tomei. And that's the halacha that we're saying by Maaser, is that, and we're saying that Bikurim shares that characteristic, of where you're not allowed to go ahead and burn in the state of Tumah. But obviously, he can't eat it, because if he could eat it, then you can't burn it, because you're supposed to eat it. Now, that is what Reb Shimon says. Now, v'heichin muzer alechalos. Now, that's the inference of his statement, that he couldn't eat it. So I would think, if I can't eat it, I could burn it. And then he's saying, no, I didn't burn it, because if it's Tumah, and I can't eat it, so I'm still not allowed to burn it in that state of Tumah. Now, but where do you know, where is it written in the Torah that he can't eat in the state of Tumah? And then Reb Shimon says, any day, I don't know. In other words, not explicit. And therefore, as the Braisa will conclude, that's why it needs a pasuk of Leisuchal to learn that from a drasha over there. But before the Gemara gets a chance to conclude what he was going to say, so what's the source? The Gemara asked that, what do you mean? Isn't it explicitly in the Torah? You're going to tell me a drush, an exposition that will tell us that, how do I know that it is forbidden to eat it in the state of Tumah? And that the Gemara asks. Tumas aguf behediksev be. What is this explicit pasuk of a yikud that says clearly that when the person's tamei, he's not allowed to eat maaser, and therefore why is Reb Shimon saying, I don't really know this source? It says a pasuk, nefesh ashatiga boy, that a person that touches it, v'tama ad ha'arav, he's going to make it tamei until the evening, b'lo yoichel min ha'kadoshim, and that he should not eat from the kadoshim, which the pasuk here is talking about actually maaser. As Gemara later on in the Ayin Dal on the base will explain, because actually the pasuk concludes that the person that's tamei cannot eat from, as we'll explain, as maaser ki im rochetz besar b'mayim, unless he first bathes his flesh in water, meaning that he tables in the mikvah. Now, that sounds like once you do table, even before sundown, then you could consume it. Now, there's only one thing that you could. For certain kachim, you have to wait till the following day where you bring your carbon. For truma, you have to wait for sundown. What's something that when you become tamei, right after you tivel, you can go ahead and eat it? That's only by maaser. And if we know that the pasuk here is talking about by maaser. So if it's talking about by maaser, it says, lo yochel makachim, you can't eat in the state of tumah. So we have a pasuk that says clearly when you tamei, you can't eat maaser. What's he saying in the idea? And that the Gemara answers, no, hoche b'kumi b'yaleh. This is what the Tanna Reb Shimon was asking, where he said, I don't really know, it's not explicit pasuk, is Tumas Atzma Minai. Where do we know when the Maaser Sheni itself becomes Tamei, not when the person's body is Tamei? He's Tahar. The Maaser Sheni is Tamei, how do you know that you're not allowed to eat it when it's Tamei? Tamalema, that's what the Braisa concludes, and Reb Shimon says, Leisucha Lechel B'Sharecha Maaser Degancha. The pasuk says, as we had quoted this pasuk before, one is not allowed to eat the Maaser of his grain in his cities, as we said, rather has to be brought up to Yerushalayim. Now, but we'll learn out something else from that. Because Ulahal no Eimer, there's a pasuk in Devarim, which is talking about a different topic. It's talking about Pesulei HaMikdashim, which is when there's a kachim, a carbon, that became invalid. Now, after that, it's redeemed, and then the money gets transferred to something else. Then a non-kohen is allowed to eat that kachem. So on there, the pasuk qualifies bisharecha teichlanu. There, that you're allowed to eat in your cities. It doesn't have to be in your shalayim. Moreover, hatame v'atar yachdav. You could even have someone that's ritually impure with someone that's pure eating it together. Ketziv v'kayil, like a deer and a hart, which is an older male deer. Now, you could eat it together, it's no problem. Now, but Tanz Baby Shmuel, he explained that pasuk, and he said, what the pasuk means to say is, afila tamei v'tar oichel nashulchan echad. Even if someone that's tamei and tar eating on the same table, bakar achas, they're eating it from one plate, and still the pasuk is saying, ve'ena chayishin, there's no concern. Now, so that's the halacha by Psulim Mekdashin, which is okay, because the sanctity was removed, so you can make it tamei, everyone could be eating from it. Now, v'kam rachmana, now that is what the pasuk is saying, that hahu, when it says b'sharecha over there, the amrilach, hasam b'sharecha teichlenu, the pasuk is telling you over there, by b'sulah hamakdashin, there we permitted someone that's tahar to eat that kachim which became already invalid and was already transferred the kedusha from it, even after someone that was tamei touched the plate. Hence, that person that was tamei made it that meat tamei. And it still would tell you that the tar person can eat it when it is tamei. Now, on that, we're telling you, however, hacha, over here in the parasha of Maaser Sheni, we're telling you, loy seichel, don't eat it. In other words, the way we understand the pasuk now is it says, loy sucha lecho bisharecha. What does that mean? Meaning there is a bisharecha that we allow by psula mekdashin. Now, just besides the point that you let eat out of your shalayim, there's another element that is included in that heter, in that permission of bisharecha, is that even when the person's tar could eat it when that object, when the food is tamei, as we see from matamei v'atar. That's what we're telling you. But however, by ma'isur d'gancha, by ma'isur sheni, lo yisuchu lecho bisharecha, you can't have the same bisharecha you have over there. Meaning besides that, you has to be in Yerushalayim, it also cannot be the same as bisharecha over there, that the person that's tahar to eat the food that's tamei. And that's the source where we know that if the ma'isur sheni itself is tamei, that the person himself that's tahar cannot eat it. And that's what the person is saying by his confession, where that even now, when it's tamei, that I can't eat it, and if I can't eat it, then what am I going to do with it? Then I would think, maybe then I could burn it. That's what he's saying, that no, loy bi'arte b'mende b'tamei, even if it's tamei, and I can't eat it anymore, still I didn't burn it in its state of tumma, which again is one of the cases that was left out from that Mishnah, which is both by Meiser and Bikur, Masha Inkein b'truma. However, that halacha of Isser of bir betumah, of about burning something, using it as fuel for one's own personal interest, that's forbidden by Ma'aseh Bikurim, that does not apply by Truma. And by Truma, one is allowed to burn it for his own personal usage. Of, let's say he has Truma that became Tameh, he can go ahead and light it as a candle to be able to see something. Now that Gemara has Menol, and how do we know that it's permitted by Truma? So Amar Bava, Amar B'yechin, this is the Amakra, because the Pasuk says in Ma'aseh Sheini, as we said before, he says by his confession when he finally brings up his Ma'aseh Sheini, so he's saying, look, I didn't do anything wrong with the Ma'aseh Sheini. Moreover, loy ba'arti men tamei, I didn't go ahead and burn it out when it was in the state of tumah. Now, that word mimenu is his exclusionary term. Mimenu yatim aver, saying that from that you're not allowed to burn it when it's in the state of tumah. Avatim aver, shemesh al truma shenitmei, but however, you could burn oil of truma that it became tumah, that is permitted. Now, that the Gemara asked, ve'emem mimenu yatim aver, maybe you should make a different drasha. Say, yes, for Ma'aser Sheni, that you cannot burn when it becomes Tamei. However, maybe it's coming to permit and exclude oil of Kodshim. For example, if let's say you had oil that was sanctified to be used for a flour offering, which is with flour and oil, and it became Tamei, and it's Kodshim, maybe that's what it's excluding, saying that you could burn in the state of Tamei. How do you know it's excluding Truma? I think Mar says, no, lav kal v'chaymer hu, what, isn't it a kal v'chaymer? In other words, ma meiser akal, if by such a lenient halacha of meiser, amr tarah le b'arat men b'tameh, the Torah is saying that the person has to confess and that it's forbidden for him to burn it in the state of tumah. So kodesh chama l'koshkin, something as stringent as kodshim, which has way more severe laws, for sure you can't burn it in the state of tumah. The Gemara says, "Yach, if that's the case, so truma namer kavochemer. Truma is more severe than meiser, so you should say the same kavochemer. If by meiser you can't burn it in the state of tumah, all the more so truma." Now the Gemara says, "No, except mimenu. It says mimenu, which is excluding, saying only by meiser, but not by truma." So the Gemara says, "Marisa. So where did you see fit? In other words, one is inclusionary, one's exclusionary. So how do you see fit to say that the Kal v'Chomer will say, oh, that if Maaser is forbidden, Kachim v'Shor, and that Mimenu will say, oh, only Maaser Sheni, but not Truma, what do you mean? You could say the other way around. Say Kal v'Chomer Maaser to Truma, and say Mimenu is excluding Kachim. So I think Mara says, no, Mistaber Kodesh Leben Matina. It makes more sense, more logical to say that Kachim will not be excluded from this Isser of burning in a state of Tumah. In other words, Shekain, because we find many stringencies by Kachim which do not apply by Truma. So that makes Kachim the more severe one, and therefore the Kal v'Chomer would make more sense from Maaser to Kachim, and if we're excluding something, we'll exclude the lower one, that of Truma. Because Pankachasas, that's the mnemonic to, that's the acronym of the following stringencies that apply by Kachim which do not apply by Truma, which are the pay is pigel, which is if the Kohen is doing the Avodah and he has a thought that this should be eaten out of its allotted time, or it's where it's allowed to, in which place, the carbon becomes pasul. That's called pigel. Moreover, that there's halacha of neiser, where if it's left over its amount of time, either 1 day and 1 night, or 2 days and 1 night, then it becomes forbidden. Again, these halachas apply only by kachim. There's no such halacha by truma. And carbon, the kachim is called a carbon, which means to say that it can be brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, which does not apply by truma. Moreover, there's halacha of me'ila, which is a penalty for someone that has hana, derives pleasure from kachim, with inadvertently he has to pay the penalty of me'ila. And also karis, if someone eats kachim, a carbon, in if he has physical impurity, so then he gets karis, where he dies young, his children die. And v'asal einen, it's also forbidden for einen, which do not apply by truma, and therefore we see that's way more stringent. Then the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Adrabi Truma le Matina. Actually, we should not exclude Truma from the Isser, because Shekei Machpas, we find the following four Isurim that apply by Truma and do not apply by Kachim. And they are, the Mem is Misa. That is, if someone eats Truma with physical impurity, the Pasuk says, which is that he has dies by Misa b'dei Shemayim, by the hands of heaven. And V'chaimish, a non-Kain who eats Truma b'shoigig, always has to pay a penalty of a chaimish, even though that at that time it's permitted for kachim, which is what truma is. Now that stands in contrast to kachim, meaning although there is a penalty of for kachim too, but at the time when it becomes permitted for kahanim, then there's no more me'ila and there's no more chaimish. It's only beforehand when it was still considered kachim. The moment the blood was thrown in the mizbech and it's permitted for the kahanim, then there's no more me'ila, no more chaimish. Yet by truma there's always a penalty of a chaimish, even when it's permitted for kahanim. The ain lapidyon, and there's no redemption for truma, but we do find redemption for kachim until it wasn't sanctified in the vessel. So there is some element of redemption for kachim, which is not by truma. And also, and vasur lazarm, it's forbidden for truma to ever be eaten by non-kohen, but kachim kalim, for example, if a person brings a carbon shlamim, is permitted for a non-kohen to eat it. So you see, there are certain stringencies that are by truma and not by kachim. Maybe that's the one that should be asur, and the one that should be permitted is kachim. I think my answer is no hanach nafishin, that there are more stringencies by kachim than of truma, and therefore it makes sense that that's the one that's going to be asur from the Kal v'Chomer, and Mimenu is going to exclude truma from the isser of being mevaret b'tuma. V'ibayisema, or the Gemara says another reason is karis adifa, even if there weren't more by that of kachim than truma, but the fact that there is a halach of karis by kachim, that one outweighs everything else, and therefore we're going to say that's the most stringent one, again, to be forbidden for the halach of bir b'tuma, learned from a Kal v'Chomer from Maaser Sheni. Now that was the first halacha that we said, that's by Bikurim and by Maaser Sheni, Masha'inkein B'Truma. Now the second one was, V'eichlin B'Tumas, if someone eats Maaser Sheni and Bikurim that has its Tumas Atzmon, that has its own Tumah, meaning the person is Tar, but those Maaser Sheni, the food items themselves are Tameh, they are Leika, then the person who eats it gets lashes. Masha'inkein B'Truma, which does not apply B'Truma. Again, that was the second one that was left out. Again, that's how we refuted Rav Sheshet's proof, because we see from the Sefer that they were left out, and therefore we could say the Reisha Osad case left out regarding halacha of Maaser for an Aral. Now, the Gemara makes the following inference. Milkuhu d'loy laki. It seems to be saying that if the Truma itself is Tameh, the one who eats it doesn't get Malkus, but ha'isur ik, it sounds like, but that there is going to be an isur for someone that eats truma, that the truma is tameh. And that Gemara's menalan, where do we see in the Torah that a Torah person eating truma that's tameh, that although there's no lashes, but he's going to get an isur. So the Gemara says, Amar Kor, because the pasuk says, regarding the pasuk we brought before, regarding a bechor bal mum, when a kachim becomes blemished, and therefore gets redeemed, and the kachim gets transferred, and anyone could eat it wherever they want to, Now it says b'sherecha teichlenu that in your cities you're allowed to eat it, which was hatameh v'atar yachdov. Now lezeh, the inference is that for a becher bal mum, where there one can eat that carbon, which is no more sanctified anymore, with the tahar, that the kachem already became tameh because it's the tahar and the tameh. As we said, the tameh is being matameh and the tahar is still eating from the same plate. But the inference is v'lo ila acher. But in another situation, specifically that of truma, there a person that's tahar would not be able to eat the truma that's tameh. Now, however, that's v'lav habo machlal asei asei. That's only inferred from a positive commandment. The Torah is telling you a positive commandment. This kachem that became pasul, you could eat it. You, the tahar, could eat it even if it's tameh. Now, the inference is, which is what's called a lav habo mechlal, the inference is, but truma would not have that permission, and that it would be forbidden for a tahar person to eat it if the object, if the food is going to be tameh. Now, a lav that's inferred from an essay itself has only the power of authority of a positive commandment, which says that there's an isser, but there's no lashes, because lashes only come for a negative prohibition. And that's the source that there's going to be at least an isser, but no lashes for truma. Now, the Gemara concludes this discussion, which we had opened up by asking the question, what's the halacha for an aral to eat meiser? Now, Rav Sheshet's attempt was from that Mishnah to say that we didn't say it, that there's another difference between meiser and trumbikurim. The trumbikurim are forbidden with for an aral, but it doesn't say that for meiser it's permitted for an aral. Must be that an aral is forbidden. The Gemara said, no, it's no raya, because look at the Seifa, where it says, regarding what has by meiser bikurim, which is not by truma, and we said there are two cases that for sure left out, so it could be the Resha also left out. Now, Rav Ashi says actually a better proof. He says, Me'resha nami sham minadu tana b'shar. Even from the Resha, from that case itself, you could prove that there were other differences that weren't mentioned that are by Truma Bikurma and not by Meiser. And from the fact that we didn't say it, we could prove that it could have left out also Oral, and that Oral is permitted by Meiser. And that is Medelik Tani, from the fact that it didn't say these other differences, or we tend to top of mind Dalmat Alav, that Menoigen, that it applies by Truma Bikurim, Bishar Shnei Shavua, all the years besides Shemitah, the halacha of Truma and Bikurim apply every single year. Now, that stands in contrast to Meiser Sheni, which are only in the third and the sixth year. Now, another difference is Ve'in Lam Pidyon. Regarding Truma and Bikurim, you cannot redeem them, Mashenke B'Meiser, which Meiser, you could redeem them. And you don't have to bring up the Meiser itself to Yerushalayim, you could just exchange it for money. And yet it doesn't say them. Shmamino, you can infer from the Resha itself that there's no proof that if it doesn't say another difference between Truma and Bikurim and Meiser in the case of Arla, to say that obviously that's Aser because that means it's the same. No, because as we see, even from the Resha itself, there are two other differences that it didn't say, and therefore it could have been essentially that an Arl is permitted in Meiser, although it's forbidden in Truma and Bikurim, but it didn't say it because what's called Tanavishai didn't say an exhaustive list of all the differences between Truma and Bikurim and of Meiser.